Macmillan Audio presents Sapphire Blue by Kirsten Gere. Read for you by Marisa Carlin. Prologue, London, 14th of May, 1602. The streets of Southwark were dark and deserted. The air smelled of water weeds, sewage, and dead fish. He instinctively held her hand more tightly.
We ought to have gone straight along the riverside. Anyone could easily get lost in this tangle of alleyways, he whispered.
Yes, and there's a thief or a murderer lurking around every corner. She sounded pleased. Wonderful, right? Much, much better than sitting in that stuffy room in the Temple Building doing homework. She picked up the heavy skirts of her dress and hurried on. He couldn't suppress a grin. Lucy had a real gift for seeing the bright side of any situation in any historical period. Even Shakespeare's England, which was supposed to be a golden age but looked distinctly sinister just now, held no terrors for Lucy. The opposite, if anything. A pity we never get more than 3 hours, she said as he caught up with her. I'd have enjoyed Hamlet more if I hadn't had to see it in installments. She neatly avoided a squelchy puddle of mud. At least he fervently hoped it was only mud. Then she performed a few dance steps and twirled around. Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all. Wasn't that great? He nodded and had to make a huge effort not to grin again. He grinned too often when he was with Lucy. If he didn't watch out, he'd end up looking like some kind of village idiot. They were on the way to London Bridge. It was a shame that Southwark Bridge, which would have been a much more convenient place for them to cross the river, wasn't yet...